people recovering from serious illnesses, accidents, or injuries often get referred to rehab to work on physical and mental health recovery. A new support group at Jefferson Moss McGee Rehabilitation uses makeup and skincare to help patients regain confidence and identity after trauma. WHYY's Nicole Leonard reports.
Upbeat music is playing, and several women are sitting around small vanity mirrors. On the table before them is an array of makeup brushes, lip liners, face cleansers, and other beauty tools.
This is, it's their soft one. So this is more of a skin tint.
Two patients are helping each other with their makeup. Rebecca Carpino adds brownish black eyebrow pomade onto a palette and sets it down before Candace Davis, who dips her brush into the mixture and brings it to her left brow.
Am I getting it?
You're getting it. Just go a little higher. A little lower.
Carpino helps guide Davis.
Look at you. You did your face and eyebrows in a session with just some fixes. Look at you.
Carpino is recovering from a third bout of cancer. Her most recent battle left her temporarily paralyzed. Makeup and skincare have become ways for her to relax, build self-esteem, and focus on the mental health part of her recovery, which isn't always a priority.
We're told that we need to go to our appointments, take our medicine, get treatment, get therapy, but there's never time for us to really heal and process and take care of ourselves.
For Davis, the support group is an opportunity to reclaim some independence and learn how to use her body in new ways. When she was 30, she became severely sick with COVID-19. It led to several amputations, including the loss of both of her hands. At the therapy session, she uses a jerry-rigged adaptive device made of Velcro and wired foam tubing. It straps around her upper arm and can hold a brush in place that reaches her face. Davis says learning how to do her own makeup again is helping her form a new identity.
It was something I liked to do before, so I was like, now, okay, I'm doing it again. And maybe even more empowering because doing it in spite of your differences now, you know?
The new support group combines makeup application and skincare with music therapy. At the same time, patients are still engaging in physical and occupational therapy by exercising certain motor skills. Patients say they get to leave rehab with a boost of confidence and a new outlook on what they're capable of. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.